This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior Hamas official predicts a ceasefire within days, even as Israel and Gaza militants pursued their cross-border attacks into an 11th day on Thursday, with Israeli warplanes carrying out new airstrikes and Palestinians firing more rockets. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a de-escalation on Wednesday on the path to a ceasefire. An Egyptian security source says the sides had agreed in principle to a ceasefire after help from mediators, but that details were still being negotiated in secret. The Hamas political official told a Lebanese television station he thinks the ongoing efforts regarding the ceasefire will succeed within a day or two. But the fighting continued with both Israel and the Islamist militants voicing defiance. Israel carried out over a dozen airstrikes on Gaza after midnight. The 193-member United Nations General Assembly meets Thursday but is not expected to act. The U.S. said Wednesday it would not support a French push for a ceasefire resolution in the smaller 15-member UN Security Council, saying it believes such actions would undermine efforts to de-escalate violence. A group of Democratic U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday introduced a resolution seeking to block a $735 million sale of weapons to Israel, a symbolic response to the conflict. Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib are among sponsors of the measure. They have been among some American politicians calling for a greater U.S.-led effort to stop the violence. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top diplomats from the United States and Russia sparred politely in Iceland on Wednesday in their first face-to-face encounter, as ties between the nations have deteriorated sharply in recent months. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russia's longtime foreign minister Sergei Lavrov spoke frankly but calmly of their differences as they held talks on the sidelines of an Arctic Council meeting in the Icelandic capital of Reykjavik. The U.S. State Department says in the meeting, Blinken called for Russia to release two Americans it holds, Paul Whelan and Trevor Reed, and he also raised deep concern about Russia's military buildup on the Ukrainian border and its actions against the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. News agency TASS reports Lavrov told reporters the talks were constructive and Russia has proposed starting a new and broad strategic dialogue. India's COVID-19 death toll continues to climb, topping 283,000 on Wednesday after more than 4,500 new deaths were recorded, setting a new grim record for the most fatalities from coronavirus within 24 hours, according to its health ministry. A volunteer group in Mumbai says they have performed last rites for about 1,300 bodies that have gone unclaimed in India's most populous city. Crematoriums and cemeteries across the country are overwhelmed by the number of dead bodies, and morgues continue to accumulate unclaimed victims. Colombians took to the streets Wednesday on the eve of talks with the government in a third week of demonstrations that have been marked by police abuses and dozens of civilian deaths. The talks resume Thursday and have stumbled over the government's unwillingness to renounce violence by the police. On Wednesday, Nobel Peace Laureate Juan Manuel Santos, a former Colombian president, urged incumbent Ivan Duque to recognize the misuse of force. At least 42 people, mostly civilians, have died in clashes since demonstrations started on April 28th. NGOs say the casualty number is higher. The U.S.'s top medical official says all kids in the United States will likely be able to get COVID-19 vaccinations by the end of this year or early next year. Health officials in the U.S. earlier this month cleared the way for Pfizer's vaccine for children aged 12 and older, but have yet to roll out anything for elementary school ages and younger. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said Wednesday all people would probably need a booster shot within a year or so after getting the primary shot, but many scientists question the need due to a lack of data. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.